Belts are the ultimate status symbol in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and it couldn't be further from the truth. The reason I want to talk about this is so people understand the importance of, yes, belts are important, but they aren't at the same time. What should really be focused on is the importance of progress and skill development over whatever your belt is. You should be trying to get better as a practitioner instead of focusing on what you have to do to get that next belt. If you are always trying to improve as a jiu-jitsu practitioner, then the belt's going to come, right? Now, I don't want to say that belts don't matter because I 100% think they do. I think belts do matter because they give a physical reward or a tangible goal for a lot of people. And that's a great thing. And it also shows people like a little bit of who you are and how long you've been doing jiu-jitsu and your possible skill level. And we'll get a little bit more into that. I think we should focus more on the things that we're going to discuss in here rather than the 2-inch strip of cloth that takes up your waist and ties around your gi. Remember, belts signify a general level of proficiency, but they don't guarantee anything, right? If I am a blue belt, a blue belt under my coach is probably going to look different than a blue belt under your coach or your friend's coach or your friend's instructor or a blue belt 10 years ago, right? Just because someone's wearing a purple belt does not mean that they have some guaranteed level of skill. You know, we have to look at a bunch of different things. Your belt actually represents the level of skill that your instructor sees that you have based on who you were and who they see you can be. It's not based on here goes the rule book of everything that you need to know in order to be a blue belt. It's not based on all these things need to be checked in order for you to be a blue belt. For some people, they do have to test for it. I tested for my blue belt, but it wasn't a multiple choice, fill in the blanks. It was, you know, hey, someone get in mount on Travis. Travis, I want you to show me 3 escapes that you can do to get someone off of mount. It was like that, right? It was like a general understanding of things that you should do. But that was, I was focusing on my skills leading up to that. I wasn't focusing on what that belt needs to be to me, right? So understanding that a belt is going to look different for everyone. You know, the belt is going to be different based on someone's age, someone's gender, physical limitations, how long they've been training, who they are. All there's so much that goes into what a belt represents to each individual. I've talked to people, and especially black belts, and they said, you know, a purple belt that's 55 years old is going to be a different purple belt than someone that's 20 years old. You're not going to hold someone at 55 to the same exact standard that you are at someone at 20, right? You're going to focus on who they are in their journey and how far they've come in their journey, and maybe that's where they should be at in a belt color, right? But they are not the main focus, right? The journey in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is the most important thing, right? Learning and developing is the best thing you could do in your journey. The belt is just the destination, right? The black belt is just the final destination that you're trying to get to. The blue belt is just your first stop in your destination, your first stripe, right? All these things are just destinations in the journey that you're trying to go on. I like to use the analogy, and I'll use another one later, but I like to use the analogy that your jiu-jitsu journey is you going on a road trip from like the east to west coast or the west coast to east coast, right? On the way, you're going to have pit stops. You're going to have multiple forks in the road that you can take to get there. But as long as you have the destination that you are trying to get to, it doesn't really matter how you get there or how long it gets there in some sense, right? You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have ebbs and flows, like I always talk about. And your jiu-jitsu belt shouldn't be the focus the entire time, because we can get, you know, blinders on like horses and not see things that we're supposed to be doing or that we could do to improve our skills because we're so focused on that one thing. Imagine starting a road trip from coast to coast, and all you focus on is how far you have to go and not how far you've come or the cool things that are going on around you at that moment. It would be a very, very boring and hard road trip to go through, right? You got to think, the belt is just the destination. You should focus on the journey. Another great example is think of your driver's license, right? When you earn your driver's license, it signifies you know the basics of driving. No 16-year-old kid, well, maybe, 99% of 16-year-old kids that get their driver's license aren't expert drivers, but they understand the rules of the road. They understand the mechanics of a car and how it works. They understand that it's going to take a lot more driving for them to become a skilled driver, right? It takes continuous practice. Getting your driver's license is just, you know, it's just a notch in the belt. It's just a piece of tape on your belt, right? And then you need to focus on improving as a driver, and that's the journey, right? It's like, even if you were to earn your black belt, you don't stop learning. So it's like, oh man, I got my black belt. You know, I've heard plenty of people talk about, oh, I earned my black belt and I realized how little I knew. I realized how much more learning I needed to do, right? It's the same thing, like with the driver's license. It just makes you realize that there's just so much more that goes into the sport, into the art. I know when I got my blue belt, I was like, holy crap, I got my blue belt. Like, this is so cool. And then it was like, okay, so what do I do now? Because I'm going to be here for a while. Hopefully not, but 5 years in, still a blue belt, you know. And if I would have just kept focusing on that purple belt and how I'm not a purple belt, then I probably would have quit a long time ago. But a belt doesn't stop you from gaining knowledge, right? Jiu-jitsu is a super complex art that has like such a vast array of knowledge that you can acquire at each point of your journey. Belts are just checkpoints along with that, right? How many instructionals are there? How many YouTube videos are there to where you can learn? You know, a belt doesn't stop you from learning. It's great as a goal. I want to keep emphasizing that. It's great as a goal, but it's not the end all. It shouldn't be your end all be all in it. You shouldn't want to stop training because you aren't earning that goal. And plus, not only mention, like, there's people out there that, you know, they're blue belts. They've won worlds multiple times at blue belt, or, you know, they're high level competitors. They have wrestling backgrounds or whatever it is. And, you know, you'll enter like an adult division. You'll see, you know, a blue belt that's been training for 3 or 4 years. You're like, man, I think that guy is going to be easy. And then you get smashed, or you, better yet, the white belt division. How many times have you guys seen the white belt division of like a judo black belt entering a white belt division in jiu-jitsu, right? And they just completely dominate everyone. That belt doesn't matter. That guy's, his skill is so good, it doesn't even matter. Jordan Pressinger on his YouTube channel, he rolled against a guy that had been training jiu-jitsu for like 12 years and was a white belt in jiu-jitsu because he's just never been promoted, right? But even Jordan was like, dude, this guy's like a black belt. Like, his skill level is a black belt, but he's never been ranked up because it just hasn't been part of his journey. So belts aren't always a true measurement of skill, you know. To kind of put it into perspective too, how do you, in a lot of no-gi gyms, they don't even do belts. MMA fighters don't even do belts in a lot of gyms, right? But those guys have, you know, black belt level grappling for like MMA and whatnot, but they've never done formal jiu-jitsu training. So what, are they going to be a white belt when they step into their first jiu-jitsu class, even though they've been doing MMA for, you know, some of them do 10, 15 years. I've worked with a couple guys that have like that. Set your BJJ goals as, you know, in my college class, we talked about these things called SMART goals, right? They're specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So make sure your goals are specific to what exactly you want to achieve. A blue belt isn't a specific goal because unless you have like a sheet like some schools do have, the saying that you need to do these things in order to earn your blue belt, right? And that kind of goes into it being measurable, right? So you have to be able to measure your goals, right? You have to be able to, it's achievable to you, right? If you want to win black belt worlds, but you just started jiu-jitsu 6 months ago, that's not an achievable goal right now. It's completely irrelevant, right? That's not relevant to what you need to do, right? And then you need to place a time constraint on it. That way you can focus, okay, in 2 years, right, which is a great amount of time to earn your blue belt. In 2 years, I want to have the skills required in order to achieve my blue belt, which goes into, we should be trying to master techniques. We should try to be improve guard retention, which I'm terrible at. Maybe compete a couple times, you know, which is another great test on how your skills are for your belt level. Because once, like I mentioned, sometimes you'll run into a white belt that's a 15-year wrestler and just completely dominates everyone, right? But because they don't know jiu-jitsu, they're not a blue belt, or they're not a purple belt, or whatever it is. So just compete at your level belt and then see where your skill is. And that's going to give you a better understanding of maybe you're not ready for that next belt. And it might be an eye-opener, you know? So Just remember, a belt only signifies progress, but it's not but the journey of learning and development is much, much more important. You should always be trying to learn and improve, and your belt will come with that, okay? Remember, consistent training, dedication, and a focus on personal goals will lead to an actual growth in the art, right? Will lead to actual growth in the art. If you're only focusing on the belt, then it's going to be a whole lot harder for you to grow because you're not going to be paying attention to the things that are going on around you, right? So enjoy the process, embrace challenges, like I always say, and then celebrate the progress regardless of how little or much it is in the, no matter what your belt rank is. Keep training, keep showing up, show up consistently, focus on things that you can improve on, and your belts will come. They don't matter, or do they? Let me know down in the comments below. Thanks, guys. Peace.